Welcome everybody to Shara Bitochin part 6. So let's just first summarize what we've done till now. So in chapter 1 in Perek Rishon, the Chovos HaLevavos first of all defines for us what is Bitochin. Bitochin is Menuchas Nefesh HaBiteach, the tranquility of the soul of the one who trusts, and that you totally rely on the one that you're trusting, that he will do good and the right thing for you, and that he has the ability to do the right and good thing for you. And the main thing is that you trust that the one who you trust in will keep his promises and even go beyond from what he promised and do even more than he took responsibility to do. That's chapter 1. In Perek Sheni, in chapter 2 of the Shara Bitochim, the Chovos HaLevavos is going to discuss 7 factors which make it possible to trust in someone. But just to give you a little bit of the structure of what's going to be now in the Chovos HaLevavos, you understand what's going on. What he's going to do is, he's going to give these 7 factors in the human form. He's going to say that there are 7 reasons why someone would trust their friend. And he's going to give the 7 reasons, and then he's going to end off saying that actually none of these 7 reasons really exist in a human being, in creations, and they only exist in Hashem. He'll bring psukim to prove that they exist by Hashem. They'll bring verses from the Torah to show us how all these 7 things are and exist by Hashem. And then in Perek Shlishi, in chapter 3, he's going to go through all 7 specifically and tell us how they apply to Hashem. So it is a little bit repetitive, but all his words are very encouraging and very beautiful, so we'll read it all through and try to discuss a little bit what it means. So in Perek Beis, the Chovos HaLevavos says as follows. Achasibos. There are 7 factors that would make it possible for one to place his trust in another person. Again, he's going to end off that actually none of these things really exist in a person, therefore we can only trust in Hashem. But first, he does this in the context of a person. He says, Achas mehem, the first one, is a rachamim, mercy, vachemla, compassion, vahava, and love. Ki ha'odam, when a person, kushul yedea, when he knows, b'chaveiro, in his friend, shul merachim b'choyim olalav, that he has mercy, that he has compassion and empathy for him, yiftach boy, he trusts in him, v'tonuach nafshoy olav, v'chol mashayat richeu me'in yonav, is at ease in regard to any matter with which he troubles his friend. Just to share 2 ideas on this paragraph. So obviously he's going to apply this to Hashem. He's going to say that Hashem loves his creations. Hashem loves his children. Hashem loves every single one of us. And obviously, there are many ways which we can bring out how much Hashem loves us and how much Hashem loves every single person. But just to bring it out in a way that is expressed in the Tanya, the Alter Rebbe explains in Tanya, he says the famous words, "V'hine Hashem nitzav olav," that Hashem is standing on you, "umabit olav," and looks at you, "im oivdoi karoi," if you're serving him properly. And to give the full context of what he discusses over there, he's talking about how Hashem created everything. Hashem created the higher worlds, the spiritual worlds, the Olam HaSolyonim, the Malachim, the angels. And he explains over there this infinite amount of angels and camps of angels and all these holy spiritual beings. And nevertheless, Hashem leaves that all on the side. He doesn't pay, doesn't give his full attention to that. And where does Hashem put his full attention? V'hine Hashem nitzav alav. Hashem stands and watches the human being and looks at him, looks at the Yid, looks at the Jew, and sees and watches if we're serving him properly. In other words, he cares if we're doing the right thing. He diverts his attention from everything else that's going on in the most lofty, spiritual, ruchniistic world, and puts his entire love and compassion and rachamim on the Jewish people, on the Yid, on the human being. And when a person thinks about that, they can fully understand how much Hashem loves us. When a person gives up something, when a person has many, many precious things, and they give it all up for somebody, that shows that they truly love that person. When you're not willing to give up things, when you're not willing to put aside things that may be very precious to you for somebody else, that means you don't truly love them. The fact that Hashem is ready, the expression of the Tanya, is maniach elyoinim tachtoinim, he leaves everything aside. That's not where he puts his full attention. He puts his full attention on the Yid who's trying to serve him. That brings out how much Hashem loves us. This is the first factor based upon which we trust in Hashem, because we know that He loves us. When you know that someone loves you, you trust them. Have a good day.